A 5-year-old girl watches her father die. Decades later, as a neuroscientist, she discovers something startling. The very anxiety that haunted her childhood held the key to human flourishing. This isn't another story about conquering fear. It's about fundamentally misunderstanding what anxiety actually is. While 60 million American adults wrestle with anxiety disorders and parents watch their teenagers crumble under emotional pressure, we've been fighting the wrong battle. What if anxiety isn't the enemy? What if our relentless war against discomfort has made us more fragile, not stronger? Scott Parazynski dangles 250 miles above Earth, tethered by improvised equipment, repairing torn solar panels on the International Space Station. One wrong move means certain death. Yet this 7-hour spacewalk succeeded not because Parazynski conquered his anxiety, but because he listened to it. Here's the revelation. Anxiety isn't fear's weaker cousin. It's an entirely different species. Fear is the jolt when a car swerves into your lane, immediate and reflexive. Anxiety lives in the gap between knowing something bad might happen and its arrival, between making plans and feeling helpless. It's uniquely human, requiring imagination to conjure futures that don't yet exist. Anxiety's future focus makes it both powerful and unbearable. The difference between normal anxiety and disorder isn't intensity, it's whether anxiety prevents you from living. Despite hundreds of medications and thousands of studies, we've failed to reduce debilitating anxiety because we've misdiagnosed the problem. A 2013 Harvard study showed that participants who learned about anxiety's benefits before a stressful test felt less anxious and displayed healthier heart patterns. Simply changing beliefs about anxiety transforms how bodies respond. Darwin saw emotions as survival tools refined over millennia. Anxiety must feel terrible to work. Discomfort motivates action, which reduces anxiety. The defensive brain enables rapid learning, but becomes maladaptive when it develops threat bias, filtering everything through negativity. Social connection provides natural anxiety relief. Wisconsin researchers found that participants receiving unpredictable electric shocks showed lowest anxiety-related brain activity when holding hands with romantic partners. Your brain literally calms when connected to people you trust. At the Rubin Museum's Monument for the Anxious and Hopeful, visitors expressed both anxiety and hope about identical situations, revealing how these emotions intertwine around imagined futures. Our enlarged prefrontal cortex enabled mental time travel, transforming us from cave dwellers to civilization builders by letting us imagine what isn't happening and rehearse actions. Yet, positive indulging, fantasizing without connecting to present reality, actually reduces goal commitment. Anxiety sits between optimism and pessimism, forcing us to grapple with uncertainty. Studies show imagining routine events decreases anxiety more than imagining negative ones, proving uncertainty, not negativity, drives discomfort. Worry is anxiety's thinking component, sharp mental activity solving problems. When the author's son needed heart surgery, her worry drove extensive research to find the best surgeon. Future thinking carries distinct emotional quality, uncertainty's frisson, heightened focus, quickened heartbeat. Our minds enter future tense, where anxiety and hope coexist, energizing us with urgency that past and present cannot provide. Medieval Europe transformed anxiety from physical sensation into spiritual torment, with the Catholic Church depicting souls fearing eternal damnation in works like Dante's Inferno. The Enlightenment shifted this view. Robert Burton's 1621 Anatomy of Melancholy treated emotional distress as a medical condition requiring systematic study. Freud's famous cases made anxiety the foundation of psychoanalytic theory, while the 1980 DSM formalized it into distinct disorders with specific diagnostic criteria. This anxiety as disease narrative birthed modern safe spaces, environments shielding people from distressing ideas. Studies show trigger warnings don't reduce distress and may increase anxiety, especially among those believing words cause harm. Our quest for chemical calm reached dangerous heights with benzodiazepines like Valium. By the late 1970s, Americans consumed 2.3 billion Valium tablets annually. Benzodiazepine overdose deaths quadrupled between 2002-2015. Today's teenagers reveal this crisis. 18% struggle with debilitating anxiety. 96% see it as a significant peer problem. Instead of helping, we malign Gen Z as emotionally crippled, burying our fear that they can't cope with the world we're handing them. Your phone serves as a perfect escape machine, but habitual evasion triggers the avoidance paradox. Anxiety increases rather than decreases. How you use technology matters profoundly. Research distinguishes between active use, purposeful sharing, creating content, and passive use, mindless scrolling. A large Icelandic teen study found passive social media use correlated with increased anxiety and depression, while active use correlated with decreased symptoms. Digital technologies are engineered like casino slot machines. Infinite scroll eliminates natural stopping points, keeping you on autopilot. Human connection provides benefits screens can't replicate. When teenage girls received support from mothers in person or by voice, stress hormones dropped and bonding hormones increased. Text-based support produced no biological benefits. Eye contact represents another crucial element screens disrupt. Our distinctive white sclera evolved specifically to help us track each other's attention. When parents interrupt interactions with children to check phones, children show distress that lingers even after parents return attention. Interestingly, texting sometimes provides better emotional support than video calls because it allows teens to pause and craft thoughtful responses. Life's fundamental uncertainty represents possibility itself, propelling us forward and offering opportunities to influence outcomes. Like Anakin Skywalker's transformation into Darth Vader demonstrates, rejecting uncertainty means rejecting both potential tragedy and joy. Our brains evolved sophisticated mechanisms for handling uncertainty. The orienting response automatically directs attention toward the unexpected, while EEG studies reveal ambiguous feedback triggers larger brainwaves than clear outcomes, especially when stressed. The COVID-19 pandemic thrust us into profound uncertainty, yet evolution prepared us for crisis. Uncertainty inspired action, from mask wearing to hoarding necessities. We developed coping mechanisms, list-making, fierce protection of what mattered, strengthened social connections. Surprisingly, studies showed anxiety levels remained stable during the pandemic, with many teens reporting increased happiness. Anxiety served as secret sauce, animating us to take action rather than becoming passive. Creativity emerges as a powerful response to anxiety. After his first panic attack in New York, Drew embraced anxiety as creative catalyst, developing Variations on a Panic Attack, a multimedia theater piece reimagining his panicked mind as melodic death metal soundscape. Research shows activating emotions like anxiety increase creative fluency and originality by motivating action and persistence. As Edison said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work," exemplifying how anxiety fuels creative achievement. Anxiety delivers vital information through bodily sensations and worried thoughts, signaling potential problems, which is why it embodies hope. When viewed as beneficial preparation, anxiety triggers healthier physical responses, relaxed blood vessels, and slower heart rates. Not all anxiety is immediately useful. Useful anxiety manifests as persistent thoughts about specific problems, nudging toward clear actions. Non-useful anxiety offers no reasonable actions or appears as free-floating dread. When anxiety isn't useful yet, set it aside temporarily through grounding activities, reading poetry, walking in nature, connecting with friends. When anxiety is useful, channel it purposefully. An anxiety-free life isn't just impossible, it's undesirable. Anxiety identifies what matters, focuses attention, and drives action. It's signal cutting through life static. When channeled toward purpose, anxiety becomes courage, fueling momentum before naturally diminishing once action is taken. The key signpost: are we honoring anxiety? Listen to it,
determine its usefulness, and channel it toward purpose. Don't rethink or neutralize anxiety. Reclaim it like a forgotten gift. Through our vulnerabilities, we find our truest selves. By rescuing anxiety, we rescue ourselves.